we're in such a crazy spot right now that people are throwing money at a meme coin. All right. Like, I'm kind of stumbling around that because I don't know much about crypto. I don't want to know much about crypto. And so I just thought it was funny. Some of you guys have, you guys invested with me in Doge a while back. You're going to, hey, it's like $250 on a Friday. It's like a second payday for you, right? Or you're going to be like me, and I'm going to hold that sucker. I'm going to hold that sucker till it gets to a dollar. And then I'll get like $250 or like $275. Whatever, dude. I'm gonna hold that line. As they say, I got the diamond hands. 844-527-8723. And I think people are freaking out about modernity. I think people are scrambling to find something to hold on to because Everything seems to be falling apart. The trusted levers of government are traditional institutions, some people say they are. Traditional institutions. They're all falling apart. Under a wave of propaganda, critical race theory, and politics. My best example is what I was talking to Mike about. So, Governor Spencer Cox out of Utah, right? What do you think of Utah? Oh, Utah, that's a pretty safe conservative state. It's full of white people, right? I'm being funny because they're full of Mormons, not white people. And you would think that that would be one of the more concerned. I mean, my friend, Suzanne Sherman, she's out in the mountains of Utah. She picked it because of its, it was also proximity to California and all that stuff too. But she's out there. But even a place like Utah is not immune from the cringiness of critical race theory, the cringiness of modern Western society, self-hating of white people. And this, my fellow Roman Catholics, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and white people, I think you and I need to take a lesson from our brothers in the Middle East, our Arab brothers, because whenever they are accused of anything, no, I did not do that. You're all terrorists. No, we are not. And then they just keep on going. We, and it's because of critical race theory and all the institutions throwing it on us that, I don't carry it, but there's so many white people that carry white guilt. And of course, that's a Marxist trick. And every Friday, it seems like I talk about the great scourge that we are facing in this time period, that being,
why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? Virus. Why do you keep calling this the Chinese? Why do you keep calling this the Chinese? Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus?
It's not racist at all. No, not at all. It comes from China. China.
I keep talking about China every Friday. That's fine. Critical race theory, Marxism, all being sponsored by China, all in an attempt to make us hate ourselves, the division in society, all of this stuff that's taking place, all being funded and sponsored by China. She ain't it. Now, I get to that because here's a little bit of cringy audio. A little bit of cringy audio. Oh, did I not put the actual China button up? That would be my fault. Yeah, Gun Talk China Friday. Right? In case you missed it, I was like, what am I always talking about? Well, what do I always seem to be talking about?
China.
China. Always talking about China on Fridays. Because China is funding. China is funding this entire thing. This entire division. And you get another sissified Republican governor. I understand I repeat myself, but to those of you who are listening for the first time here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade channel, all Republican governors, maybe save Ron DeSantis because he pushes back, but every other Republican governor, sissies. It's sissies. You get this stuff. Governor Spencer Cox in Utah. Governor Spencer Cox, are you there? Governor Spencer Cox on the Crusade channel.
Our next caller, that is David in Highland. Good afternoon, David. What is your question for the governor?
Hi, Governor. The Utah Jazz is excluding white children from consideration for their scholarship program. Do you think this is racist? And what will you do to prevent the Utah Jazz from acting in this racist manner?
Well, I don't think it's racist. In fact, I think it's in response to, unfortunately, some very difficult and racist injustices that have happened in our community for a long time. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do for the Utah Jazz. Absolutely nothing. Because you know what? I believe in the Constitution, and I believe in the freedom of businesses to make decisions and decisions that are right for them. Your kid or my kid, they have no right to the Utah Jazz's money, and the Utah Jazz and
whoa. Don't buy Crusade Cabbage and Dark Roast Coffee. Whoa. Wait a minute, buddy. Do you hear that? What a feckless, I believe in the Constitution. Who's he sound like? He sounds like mini Asa Hutchinson.
Oh, I believe in a limited role of government. And they're not entitled to
And this is from my church. We're going to parrot this point. Who built the Utah Jazz's arena? Who pays, essentially, the Utah Jazz salary? Who buys the jerseys? Who puts butts in the seats? Because we know that it's Utah. And based on the demographics in Utah, let's just be real in who this scholarship would go to. It would go to black kids. Not because they earned it, but because it's another form of affirmative action to assuage white guilt. Utah's got almost 93% of the stinking population is white in Utah. 93%! And this dude's like, yeah, that's my voting base, and you can all suck it. I apologize for the language, but that's the only way I can describe it in this manner. If you have kids in the car, I apologize. I should have given you a warning. But he's like, you all go pound sand. Ha 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 ha. We're going to, only 1.4% of the population is black in Utah. That is reverse racism.
Oh, well, because of all the things in the government, the limited government, the Constitution, and all of this stuff. La, 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 la.
Are you nuts, dude? Are you absolutely nuts? And Mike and I were talking about it, and this is my warning, because I do not want this to happen. I don't want this to happen. That's why I'm legitimately screaming my head off at this point. stop bathing in white guilt, because eventually white people are just going to get sick of it. You ever talk to an actual normal, not one of these Marxists who's making tons of money off Black Lives Matter? You ever just sat down with a black person? I used to when I worked with them in Rhode Island. Black people, Asians, I didn't care. I always like talking to people, obviously. You ever talk to, like, you white people need to start defending yourself. I can't defend you. Y'all getting bashed around, and you need to step up and start doing it. Guess what? You get more stuff like this. You get more stuff like this. White people are going to be done with it. And the fascist, racist Donald Trump is going to look like a teddy bear compared to who's coming down the line. Who they will pick. And he's going to say, we believe in keeping white people safe. He's going to say all that stuff that you have been saying what Trump says. And he's going to get a lot of support. Because the NBA, which is telling most of its base, because you can't afford the damn tickets, there are white people who buy the tickets. They buy the expensive seats. Telling them to go pound sand. The NFL's telling them to go pound sand. Everybody's telling them to go pound sand.